Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis on the Masech Shabbos. We're already holding on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. So we are at Liar Kona. So we had mentioned before that Rabbi Yochanan says Liar Kona trained the Shichra Me'aken. In order to cure a disease called Yarkon, which I think is some type of jaundice, you should drink two of the three minim among Srafi Lanos from Alexandria, Trif, and Karkum Shogina. Those are the three medications. So two out of the three of them, together with beer, and it will prevent you from having children in the future. The ilah, and if you don't have those minim, or you did it and it didn't work, life yivesha to shibuta de milcha. You should bring the head of a fish called the shibuta fish, which is salted, the lishlok the shikha the lishtei, and you should cook it in beer and drink it. The ilah. And if you don't have that available to you, Laisi Monige de Kamsi, you should bring from grasshoppers, the juices of grasshoppers, the Leka Monini de Kamsi, and if you don't have that, Laisi Monini de Nikili, they should bring the tzir, the juices of a type of a tiny little bird that are called Nikili, and bring the Chola into a Beis HaMerchatz, and rub that tzir on him, the Leka Beibani, and if there is no Beis HaMerchatz, look maybe in Tanur Lagudas, you should stand in between the oven and the wall in a very hot place where he's in sweat and the illness will leave him. Amrav Yochanan, Harotze Sheikhan Menu, if you need to warm up that chola in order that the illness should leave him, he can chenu besadino. You should wrap him really well in a svadin, some type of a cloth. Rav Acha ben Yosef Chashbe, Rav Acha ben Yosef had this illness of Yarkon, so Avod Le Rav Kahana, V'itase Rav Kahana did this thing, wrapping him in a sardin, and he was healed. V'ilol Laisi Tosa Kafizi, and if that doesn't work, or you don't have that available to you, bring three kelim that each hold three lug, and Tamri Parsiasa, and they should be full of very good ripened dates. Utosa Kafizi, the Yikra, the Nishtarufi, and three kelim, of the same size, full of wax that comes out of a beehive that was filled over to its edges, and three kelim like this, full of a certain type of root of a weed that's called ahol, which is red, and they should cook it in beer, and the chola should drink it. And if that's not available to him, they should bring a small chamor, and they should shave the chola through the middle of his head, like a mohawk, except the opposite of a mohawk, and they should remove some dam, they should blood that, some blood from his forehead, and they should pour that blood on the shaved part of his head. The list are may below the sun. They should just be careful that the blood doesn't drip into the eye so it doesn't blind him. Be low, and if that doesn't work, Laisi Reisha Devarcha, the Malach the Kivsha, they should bring the head of a ram that's been soaked in vinegar, the Lishlok Bishikra Velishti, and they should cook it, slow cook it in beer and drink it. Be low, and if that doesn't work, Laisi Devarcha Chutrona, they should bring a pig that is spotted, the kari velose alibe, and they should tear it open and put it on its on the heart of the chola. The loan, if they don't have that available to them, laisi kartini kavsusa de mishrei. They should bring krishin in the middle of a row, which are very spicy, and eat it. How taya'a, there was an Arab merchant, the Chashbe, that had this illness of Yarkon. So Amalei Liginai, he said to the owner of the garden who was selling vegetables, Shekogli, Ma'i, take my talis, Vavli, Mishra, the Karti, and bring for me, in exchange for this talis, a bunch of leeks. Yavlei, he brought it for him, Va'achala, and he ate it. Amalei, and he said, Oshlan Glimech, lend me my talis, va'agni beikali, and I'll sleep in it a little bit. Ikruch kanabei, he wrapped his talis and he slept in it. He wrapped himself in his talis and he slept in it. Kadichamim, when he became warmed, the kam, and he got up, nafal porta porta minei, from the talis, pieces of the heat of the burning of the choli, pieces came off from the heat of the burning of the choli that came out when he was schwitzing. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Liarkona, for Yarkona, train b'shichra me'aker. You have two of the medicines in beer, and it will be me'aker. It will prevent you from having children. So for the Gemara, Umi Shari, are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to take a medication that's going to prevent you. from having children? How do I know that you're not allowed to do sirus on a human being? Because the pasuk says, as far as being makrov as a carbon, a behema that's mesuras, that a behema that was mesuras in one of these ways, you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach. So you're not allowed to be mesari, so behema or achaya. So that we darshan bachem lo sasu, that it's also to do that to human beings as well. So you see that you're not allowed to be mesari as a person. So how could you give a person a kos ikrin to drink? That's only when you're having intention to be mesaris through this maisa. But over here, you're not doing a maisa of sirus on the aver itself. You're just giving it a kos ikrin, and the name of the person is being mesaris. If you want him to be mesaris for tarnagol, yito karbalto mesaris me'elav. You just take off its that will be mesaris. So as long as you're not directly affecting the reproductive organs, not directly touching the reproductive organs, such as sirus is not going to be problematic. I have Ravashi Ramos Ruchu Dinikitale to take the karbolas of the tarnagol. That's not sirus. Tarnagol just has a certain amount of pride from its karbolas. So when you take from it, it's going to be mesavel, and therefore through its avelus, it's not going to be mishamish. But it's not incapable of reproducing, Ella Bistaris. So the heter to drink a kol shel ikrin must be that it's also to even do it, to even be misarius a person in such an indirect way. So when would it ever be mutter to drink such a kol shel ikrin that's going to prevent a person from having children? It must be a person who's already a saris. So says Amar v'hamar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim, doesn't everyone agree, even those who hold that you're allowed to make a mum on a bechor, which is already a bal mum, that the mechamitach or mechamit shul chayiv, that if you're mechamit to cover mincha after it's already chametz, you're going to be chayiv, and shenemar, because so we darshan that even once it's already chametz, you're not allowed to make it further chametz. So we see from there that you're not allowed to do something even though it's already accomplished. It's already been done. So Masaris Achar Masaris is also going to be Aser, just like Mechamet Achar Mechamet is going to be Aser. So the Masaris Achar Masaris Shul Chayiv, everyone is Moda, but the Masaris Achar Masaris is also Chayiv Shneamar, Umoch V'chasus V'natuk V'charus, Im Al-Karus Chayiv Al-Natuk V'kol Shkein. If you're Chayiv for being Koris, cutting off the Beitzim and leaving them hanging and not totally severing them, so of course if you're Menatik them, you're going to be chayiv. So why does he have to tell me separate issue for being no take? Ella lahavi no take achar kores shul chayiv, that even if it's already karus, but then you decide to fully detach them, you're also going to be chayiv for that, for fully detaching them, even though they've already been the person has already been rendered sterile. So being mesaris achar mesaris, you're also going to be chayiv for. So don't tell me that the kol shel ikrin is mutter if a person is already a sris, because that's not true. Ve'ela bezakein. So what's the case? The case must be that the person is a zakein, where he's not going to be able to have any more children anymore anyhow. So then you're allowed to be mesaris such a person. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan hein hein achzirunil narusai. So, but wait a second, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that he once took refuos, that even after he was already a zakein, that returned his youthful vigor, so he was able to have tashmish again? So even a zakein might be able to have children again, so he shouldn't be allowed to drink this type of beverage either. Ella b'isha, the hetid to drink a kos ikrin must be said dafka by a woman, is there's no issur for her to be te'oker, to be mesuras. And according to Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch, who says that a woman also has a mitzvah period of Rabbi Michael and Meimar, then what are you going to say? What's an example you could ever give someone a kos ikrid where it can stop them from being able to have children again? Bizakena. Maybe a woman who's too old to have children. Inami ba'akara, or a woman who is already barren, so that's a person who can drink the kos shel ikrin, but nobody else is going to be allowed to drink the kos shel ikrin. Okay, that's next time we'll pick up the Mishnah on Kofir Aleph Amud Aleph.